B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yevamos Daf Ches. We're going to start 12 lines from the top of the Amud. And we'll all remember we're in the middle of this long sugya, which started on Daf Gimel, that there's a special word in the Torah, Oleha, that teaches us that if besides for the Isser of Eishes Ach, of doing Yibum, which is when Shimon dies without children, his brother Reuven does Yibum, marries Shimon's widow, besides for that normally being an erva of Eishes Ach, a brother's wife, which is seriously and severely osa, in the case of Yibum says, here it's a mitzvah to marry her. If besides for that Isser, there's any other erva that woman has, for example, that Shimon's widow is also a sister of Reuven's wife, which is one of the 15 Aroyes, or a daughter of Reuven, which is another one of the 15, or any of the 15 mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Beis, in that case we do not do Yibum. And then the Gemara has been discussing, since Daf Gimel, why do I need a special pasuk to say that you don't do Yibum? Why would we have entertained the idea of doing Yibum to an erva? Obviously, besides for Eishes Ach, which is the essence of Yibum. And the Gemara tried to say that Asei Doichalois Aseh, and then Asei Doichalois Aseh Shesh Beikorus, and then Adova Shahoyo Bechlal V'yotso Minaklal, and then Amemotzinu, and then Hoyel v'Ishtari, Ishtari, we saw that on Dav Zayin Amud Beis and the top of Dav Ches Amud Aleph, that in a specific circumstance, then we would use the concept of Hoyel v'Ishtari, Ishtari, that once a person with an Isser, which is on him, for example, Eishes Ach, has been overridden by a mitzvah, then even though there's an additional Isser attached to him, we'll override that as well, but only in a very specific circumstance that we discussed in the previous shir. And now the Gemara is going to give a sixth suggestion as to why we would need a pasuk, the word oleha, to say that you don't do yibum if there's one of the 15 aroyos. V'iboyis eim, if you want, you can explain that asya behekesha, because there's a hekesh. And the hekesh means that we would compare these 15 aroyos to an erva, which does get overridden. And once you have a hekesh, we would think that in the same way as one erva is overridden, so too all the others are overridden. And therefore, I need a special pasuk to say, don't do Yibum. Midi Rabbi Yoina, Domer Rabbi Yoina, V'itemer V'huna B'reid Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Kro, it says in the pasuk, Kichola She'yase Mikola Tu'yevo Yisraele, anybody who transgresses any of these abominations, these aroyos, V'nichrasu Hanafosho Yisraeis Mikerev Amom, then the people who are engaged in this Aveira, of having relations, of marrying one of the aroyos, then they get chorus. So you see that there's a generalization, that there's a something that's putting all the aroyos into a single bracket, and that's this pasuk that says, Kol ha-shetaz yaseh mikol ha-tu'evo yiso'eile. So you see that hukshu kol aroyos kulom le'eshes ach. So here you see that all the aroyos are put into the same bundle, so to speak, and one of the aroyos, and it is an erva in a regular circumstance, is Eishes Ach, marrying a brother's wife, a deceased brother's wife. And since all aroyos are compared or are put into a single pot, so to speak, and one of them is Eishes Ach, and we know that Eishes Ach is overridden by Yibum, that's what Yibum is. Yibum says that when Shimon dies without children, his brother can marry, his brother Reuven can marry Shimon's widow, which would normally be Eishes Ach. Ma Eishes Ach Sharia. So we say it's a hekesh in the same way as Eishes Ach is mutter. Afkol, when it's a case of Yibum, Afkol Aroyis Nami Sharion. And so too, any other erva is also mutter. And therefore, Kosa Brachmon Oleo, that's why I need a special pasuk to say that you don't do Yibum. So that is a suggestion the Gemara is giving. And now the Gemara is asking a question. Okay, granted, we compare, there's a hekesh to all the aroyos together. You suggested at first that all the aroyos should be compared and similar to Eishes Ach, and therefore they should all be mutter. So then you have the posuk of Oleho, which is a posuk that's written by the erva of Achois Isha, the erva of a sister of a wife, if Shimon was married to Reuven's wife's sister, and there it says Oleo, that even in the case of Yibum, you're not allowed to marry Achois Isha, and that's the source that if there's any of the Aroyos, that if Shimon's wife is Osir, but as any erva other than Eishes Ach, you don't do Yibum. But where does the Torah actually write that? By Achois Isha, by the sister of a wife. And then we say that in the same way, and we saw this on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that we say that now we have a hekesh, and we say that all the other arroyos in those 15 arroyos are now all compared and similar to the achos isha, then the same way as achos isha does not get overridden by Yibum, so too does none of the arroyos in our Mishnah get overridden by Yibum. And the Gemara is going to ask, Omer le Ravacha midifti le Ravina, mechta kol arroyos ikel akushinu le'esh esach. The same hekesh of all the arroyos that we just saw, kol ha'tu'evos ha'ele, all the arroyos are similar. So it's possible to say that they're all similar to esh esach, which is mutter. Esh esach gets overridden by Yibum. And you can also compare them all to Achos Isha, where the Pasuk says, Oleha, from where we learn that you don't do Yibum. Why are you using the Hekesh to say that all the other 14 of the 15 Arroyos are compared, are similar to Achos Isha, which is also to do Yibum? Why don't you say that they're all similar to Esh Esach, where you do Yibum? Says the Gemara, I'll give you one answer. Lekula v'chumra l'chumra makshinon. Whenever you can use a hekesh, either lekula, either with a leniency or with a stringency, l'chumra makshinon, we use the hekesh l'chumra. Another suggested answer is because there's something similar between all the arroyos and achos isha more than all the arroyos to esh esach. Because hacha trei isura, v'hacha trei isura. Achos isha has two issues. We've already seen this concept earlier on, that all the 15 arroyos, really they're all esh esach. There is an erev of not marrying a deceased brother's wife. And so all the arroyos, besides them, any case of Yibum would be esh esach. Besides for that, it's also another erva. It's either a daughter of Reuven or a sister of his wife or any of the other arroyos. There's two isurim. V'hocha tre isura, that means achos isha, as well as any of the other arroyos, is always two ervas. There's esh esach plus the other erva. Utre mitre yalfinon. So we make a hekesh and we learn out where there's a two arroyos from a case where there's two arroyos. So we compare all the other arroyos to achos isha. Aval hocha chod isura. But esh esach is only a single erva. It's only esh esach with no other isa. And utre michod lo yalfinon. We don't compare all the other arroyos, which is two issues, to esh esach, which is just one isa. So that was suggestion number six, that we have a hekesh, and because there's a hekesh that we could have learnt all the arroyos to esh esach, we therefore need oleo to say, no, you don't do yibum by arroyos. And the Gemara sticks with that, the Gemara is not refuting that. Rav Omer. Now Rav is giving a suggestion number seven, why we would need the posuk of oleo. Why would we have suggested to do yibum with an erva? Rav Omer, Rav says, I actually agree with your question. And erva loy tzricha kra. The posuk of oleho, that it says in the context of achos isha, that you do not do yibum when the person, the woman that Reuven would be doing yibum to, is a sister of his wife, that doesn't need a posuk, because indeed it's an erva, it's an lav shesh beikoros, and we would never have entertained the idea of doing yibum. We don't need oleho for that. The mitzvah sase of doing yibum would never have thought of overriding a lois aseh shesh beikoros. Why do we need the posuk of oleho and litzroi lemeisar tzora? If Shimon is married to one of the arroyos of Reuven, and besides for that, Shimon's married to another woman as well, not only can Reuven not do yibum to that erva, as we've just learned, but he also doesn't do yibum to the rival wife, to the co-wife of Shimon, the co-wife of that erva. That's called a tzara, and we saw that in the Mishnah on Daf Beis. So I need the pasuk to tell us that he does not do yibum even by to the tzara. Says the Gemara, the erva lo tzricha kra. Is that so clear to you that I don't need a pasuk of oleo to say that when there's yibum and besides for esh esach there's another erva, you don't do yibum? Is that clear that you take that for granted and there's no pasuk? Votanya, did we not learn in a brisa? And we saw this brisa on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that the brisa says einli Elohi, that we have a source that achos isha, you don't do yibum, you learn it from the pasuk. And the brisa says, how do you learn the tzoris? How do you learn other arroyos? But it says there clearly, ainli Elohi. I have the posuk to tell us that he, that woman, that achois isha, doesn't do yibum. So you see clearly, you need a posuk that achois isha doesn't do yibum. Answers the Gemara Mishum Tzarasa. I only need the posuk, not really for the achois isha herself, but because the Braisa continues to say that also the Tzara, the co-wife of this achois isha, also not, so you have to learn that the Issa of Eishes Ach, which and Achois Isha, which prevents Yibum from happening, is not only to the Erva, but also to the Tzara. Because the Tzara in and of herself, there's no issue. That second wife of Shimon is not an Erva in and of herself, is not an Erva to Reuven, besides for Eishes Ach, which is overridden by Yibum. So you need to say that since she's a Tzara of a different Erva, that's why you don't do Yibum with her either. So that's why you first mention that you don't do Yibum to the other Erva. Says the Gemara, okay, so you need that part of the Braisa for the Tzara. V'oktoni, but if you continue further on down the Braisa, it says, Einli Elo Hein, Mishum Tzara, Einli Elo Hein, that we see that the Braisa continues and says that all the other 15 Arayos, the other 14 or 15 besides V'achos Isha, we have a posuk to tell us that they also, you don't do Yibam, not only Achois Isha. So again, you see in the Braisa that there's a posuk to tell us that the other Arayos, you don't do Yibum. And the Gemara says here again, the Braisa only said it Mishum Tzorosein, because the next step in that Braisa is to tell us the Tzorois of all those other Arayos, and therefore we first make it clear that the other Arayos also you don't do Yibum, but we don't actually need the posuk to tell us that those other Arayos you don't do Yibum. Continues the Gemara, Toshima. Rebbe Oymer, and we're going to learn about this Rebbe a little bit more later in the Gemara. Rebbe, he's got a different source than the Braisa on Daf Gimel, where we said you learn out from Oleho and Litzroir. Rebbe says, I've got a different posuk to say that one does not do Yibum with one of the 15 Arayos or the Tzorois of one of the 15 Arayos, because it says in the posuk, Ki yeshu achim yachtov omeis echod mehem, uvein ein loy loy siya eishes hameis hachutza, Leishzar Yevoma Yovoi Oleo Ulekocho. He takes her Loi Leisha as a wife VeYibmo, and he does Yibum to her. And really, it could have written VeLokach and VeYibim. The extra Hey of VeLokcho and the extra Hey of VeYibmo seems to be superfluous. So Rebbe says the fact that it could have said VeLokach and it says VeLokcho, it could have said VeYibim and it says VeYibmo, is to tell us Leisir Tzoris. To tell us that the Tzorois don't do Yibum, V'arayis, and the Erva themselves doesn't do Yibum. Do you not see clearly from the term, from the formula of Rebbe, that he says that Tzorois need a posuk and Arayis need a posuk? Did Rava not just tell us now that the fact that the other Arayis don't do Yibum does not need a posuk? Answers the Gemara, what Rebbe actually meant was, Eima le'aser Tzorois shel Arayis. What he meant to say is that I need these psukim that to tell us that the Tzoris of the Arayos don't do Yibum, but that the Arayos themselves don't do Yibum, as Rava said, we don't need a Pasuk. Says the Gemara, V'hotrei koi k'onosiv lei, where Rebbe brings two words in the Pasuk. He brings V'lokcho and V'yibmo, two words. My love, can we not assume Chad le'erva v'chad le'tzora? I need one to say that the Erva doesn't do Yibum, and one to say that the Tzoras Erva doesn't do Yibum. And again, it's not like Rava who said that the Erva itself doesn't need a Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Loi, you shouldn't assume that. Idi v'idi le'tzora. I need both of these words to teach us about the halachas of the Tzora. Chad, one of them, and that's the v'lokcho le'meisar Tzora b'mkoim mitzvah. That the Tzara, where it's b'mokim mitzvah. Okay, let's just read the words and then we'll explain. V'chad l'mishri Tzara sheloi b'mokim mitzvah. And we already saw this concept on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The word Tzara means a rival wife, a co-wife. So we've been learning here in this perek about a Tzara of Yibum. If Shimon is married to a woman who is also an erva to Shimon's brother Reuven, and also married to a different wife, which is a tzara to that woman, then Reuven, not only does he not do Yibum to the erva, but also not to the tzara. Okay, but the concept of tzara could apply elsewhere, not within the concept of Yibum. What happens if you've just got a regular man? Somebody married Don. Don married married a woman who was a sister of Reuven's wife. There's nothing wrong with that. And then Don has another wife. And then Don dies. And is now Reuven allowed to marry Don's second wife, the co-wife of his wife's sister? There's no, that's called a tzara, a tzaras erva shalei b'moki mitzvah. There's no concept of yibum. If Don dies with children, without children, there's no yibum because Don is not a brother of Reuven. But he's got a wife who was a tzaras erva to Reuven. That's called a tzara shalei b'moki mitzvah. Is Reuven allowed to marry that tzara? The Gemara now says yes. So I need two psukim. One, I need the posuk of a lokcha to say that you can do yibum, but not to a tzara. When it's in the case of Yibum, Tzoras Erva is Asa, but I need the word for Yibma to say that's only in the concept of Yibum. In the context of Yibum, you don't do Yibum even to a Tzoras Erva, but only in the context of Yibum. If it's Shaloi B'mkoy Mitzvah, then the concept of Tzoras Erva is not an issue. The Mishri, Tzora Shaloi B'mkoy Mitzvah, a Tzora, not in the case of Mitzvah's Yibum, is Mutar. Reuven's allowed to marry a woman that was a rival wife, was a co-wife with one of his aroyos. Says the Gemara, my Tama, what would be the source in these words of v'lokcho and v'yibmo? How would we learn from there that tzoras erva b'moki mitzvah is osur and shaloi b'moki mitzvah is mutar? Because it says v'yibim v'yibmo. What do you learn from the word v'yibmo? That only b'mokim yibum huda asira tzora. Only in the case, in the context of mitzvahs yibum, then tzora is osur. But shaloi b'mokim yibum, but not in the case of yibum, shari tzora, the tzora is mutar. Omer Ravashi. Ravashi says that masnisin nami daika, if we look carefully at the wording in our Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, it also seems to say, like Rava is saying, that we don't need a source to say that the erva herself cannot do yibum to Reuven, and the whole chiddush of the Mishnah is the tzoras erva. And you only need a pasuk for tzoras erva. Diktoni. Because we said in the Mishnah, Chomesh Esrei Noshim, these 15 Aroyos, Poitrois Tzoriseim, they exempt their Tzoris of doing Yibum. V'ilu, and however, it doesn't say Pturois, that these 15 Aroyos themselves don't do Yibum, Upoitrois, and they exempt their Tzoris. Loikatoni doesn't say that. Shma Minah, so from the wording in the Mishnah, it also seems that the pturois, the fact that the ervas themselves don't do yibum, that can be taken for granted. The whole chiddush, and we only need a pasuk for that, is to tell us that tzaras erva also cannot do yibum. Continues the Gemara. Umayishno erva, deloy tzrichakro. We're going now back to Rava. Rava said that an erva of Reuven, if Shimon was married to an erva of Reuven, that Reuven does not do yibum to that erva, one of the 15 arayos in our Mishnah, doesn't need a pasuk. De'ein asei doicha lo sasheshesh beikoros. We saw extensively earlier on that the asei of yibum does not override a lo sasheshesh beikoros. So we say, and we don't need a pasuk to say that you don't do yibum. Tzara nami. In the case of the tzara, where we already learn from the word litzroir, as we saw in the Gimel Amud Beis, that litzroir says that when it comes to achois isha, not only can you not do yibum to the achois isha, which is one of the aroyas, but also to do a litzroir, a tzara of the achois isha, is also included as one of the aroyas, and you do not do yibum. So once I know from litzroir that you cannot do yibum to a tzara of achois isha, then, and the pasuk puts all the krisis together and says that all of them are chorus. Well, as soon as the pasuk says in Litzrayer that achois isha you don't do yibum and tzoras achois isha you don't do yibum, then I already know that the mitzvah of yibum, that means once tzoras achois isha is no yibum, we automatically the chorus comes back. Once the chorus comes back, I don't need the word oleho to say don't do yibum. It's one of the arayos. And in the same way as achois isha is an erva, and you don't need a pasuk to say that you don't do yibum because an asay is not doicha lo sasheshesh beikoros, the tzara as well. So tzara nami lo tiboyakro, then I don't need oleho to say that tzaras erva, because that's what Rava is suggesting. Rava is saying that the erva itself doesn't need a pasuk because ein asay doicha lo sasheshesh beikoros, but tzaras erva does. Tzaras erva also, as soon as you know that they can't do yibum from litzroir, that you cannot do yibum to the sister to achois isha, then I know you can't do yibum. I know there's a chorus there, so I don't need oleo. Mishum de ein asei doicha lo sasheh sheyesh bei chorus, because we know that nasei cannot override a lo sasheh sheyesh bei chorus. And the Gemara just means to ask, why do I need also litzroir and also oleho? According to Rebbe, who learns out from different psukim, v'lokcho and v'yibmo, It's not, the question is not a question. Because of course you need a pasuk to say that you don't do Yibum with a Tzorah. But according to the Brais on Daf Gimel, once you have Litzro to say that there's an Issachorus on for a Tzorah's Erva, then it goes without saying, you don't do Yibum, I don't need Oleha. Answers the Gemara, Omale Rav Acha Bar Bivi Mar L'Ravina, Hachok Oma Mishmei D'Rava. We're going to tweak Rava a little bit and then this question won't be difficult. That Tzorah Nami Loi Tzorich Kro. The word Oleha I don't need for Tzorah either. Because once you have Litzro to tell us that you don't do Yibum with Tzorah's Erva, and we know there's a chorus, then I don't need Oleha. Ki Itzrich Kro, what I need the word Oleha in the Torah for is actually Lemishri Tzorah Shaloi B'Moki Mitzvah. I need, the Brayton needs to tell us that the same way as we discussed before, if you've got Tzoras Erva, Shaloi B'Moki Mitzvah, if Don, who wasn't a brother of Reuven, was married to the sister of Reuven's wife and another wife, and then Don dies, Reuven can marry the other wife, the Tzoras Erva, because it's Shaloi B'Moki Mitzvah. Where do we learn that from? That you learn from Oleho. That the whole issue of Tzoras Erva is only an issue by Yibum and not an issue Shaloi B'Moki Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Mai Tama, where would we see it in the word Oleho? Omar Kro, Oleho. Because it says in that pasuk, that you're not allowed to marry a sister of a wife. Reuven cannot marry his wife's sister or the tzora of his wife's sister. That means if his wife's sister and another woman were married to Shimon, but that's only Oleho, but Mokim Oleho, only when it's in the context of Yibum. Yovama Yovay Oleho, we learn out from this word, it's only in the context of Yibum. Huda Asira. Then the Tzora is Osir. Shaloi b'mokim Oleho, but not in the case of Oleho, Yevomo Yovo Oleho. It's in the case of just Tzoras Erva, nothing to do with Yibum. Shari, in that case, Tzoras Erva will be Mutar. Says the Gemara, Omali Rami Bar Choma L'Rova, Eima Erva Gufei Shaloi b'mokim Mitzvah Tishtari. Once it says in the Pasuk of Achois Isha, where it says you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, and you're also not allowed to marry Litzro, the Tzora of your wife's sister. When is that? Oleho. Only in the context of Yibum. So why do you say that the wife's sister you're never allowed to marry? If it's not in the context of Yibum, we take it for granted you can't. That's when it's Asa. Even in the case of Yibum, you're not allowed to. The Tzora is only Oleho, only in the context of Yibum. You cannot marry the Tzora of Achos Isha, but not in the context of Yibum you can. Why? Maybe the word Oleho is going on the whole Issa, the whole Pasuk. Not only the Tzora of Achos Isha, maybe Achos Isha also is only Asa in the context of Yibum, but not in the context of Yibum. Maybe you can even marry an Achos Isha. You can marry your wife's sister. Says the Gemara, no. V'lav kal v'chomer? Is it not a kal v'chomer? Can I not take it for granted that v'lav kal v'chomer hu b'mokim mitzvah asirah, when there is a mitzvah, I cannot marry my wife's sister. Shaloi b'mokim mitzvah, then if it's not in the context of mitzvah sharia, it should be mutar? Of course not. It cannot be that an erva is going to be more mutar when there's no mitzvah. Omalei. So he said to him, no, this refutation is not a good refutation, because I'll prove to you there's a case where shabamokei mitzvah, it's osar, and shaloi b'mokei mitzvah, it's muta. Where's that? Tzora toichiach, in the case of tzora, the b'mokei mitzvah. Asira, as we saw in our Mishnah, that when there's a mitzvah of Yibum, in the context of Yibum, a tzoras erva is asa. V'shaloi b'mokei mitzvah, but when it's not in the mokei mitzvah, sharia, we said that tzoras erva, shaloi b'mokei mitzvah, is mutter. So you see that it could be that it's mutter, shaloi b'mokei mitzvah, and b'mokei mitzvah it's asa. So maybe achos isha is the same. Maybe it's only asa b'mokei mitzvah, and shaloi b'mokei mitzvah, the whole achos isha is not asa. Omer le olecho omer kros, he answered him that because of your question, we have an explicit pasuk. The pasuk says, v'ishal achoiso le'sikach litzo le'galo servoso oleo b'chayeho, which means that whenever the wife is alive, you cannot marry her sister. In any case, kolcha b'chayeho, in any case, with Yibum, without Yibum, you can never marry your wife's sister all the while she's alive. Says the Gemara, this word b'chayeho, which says that achois isha is osa only when the wife is alive, mi boile lim'ute le'achar misa. I need that word not to tell me that shaloi b'mokei mitzvah is osa, rather to tell me that even after the wife dies, that There's no issa of achos isha. Achos isha is only all the while that his wife is still alive. Says the Gemara, no. That to teach me that after his wife dies, you're allowed to marry the achos isha. Hahu, I learned that from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, and this is the same pasuk, v'isha el achosa, a woman and her sister, loisikach, you shouldn't marry. So from the fact that it says v'isha el achosa, nafka, I already learned that out, that it's only asa when the woman is there, is alive, together with her sister. So from there I already learn that after the wife dies, you can marry her sister. So I don't need b'chayeho for that. So I can learn from b'chayeho that kol she b'chayeho, even shloibim koy mitzvah. Says the Gemara, no. Imi v'isha el achosa, from v'isha el achosa, from there I learn, hava mina, nisgarash shari. I may have thought that it means not that they're both alive. It means that they're both married to you. V'isha el achosa loisikach means you cannot be married to a woman and that woman's sister at the same time. But if you divorced your wife, you can then marry the sister of the divorced wife. Talmud Lema, that's why it says no. That's why it says b'chayeho to say no. As long as your wife is still alive, even though you divorced her, you cannot marry her sister. So I cannot learn from b'chayeho that shaloi b'mkoy mitzvah, it's osar. Because I need the b'chayeho to say that even after the wife is divorced, you cannot marry the wife's sister. Kol she b'chayeho, afel gavdin is garsho loy, because I need the word b'chayeho to say that even after you divorced your wife, you cannot marry her sister all the while that your ex-wife is alive. So then I don't have b'chayeho to tell me that. If I don't have b'chayeho to tell me that, how do you know? Maybe the whole pasuk is only talking about yibum, and shaloi b'mkoy mitzvah, you can even marry achos isha. Elo omer v'huna bar tachlifa mishmei d'rova. We have to tweak Rava yet again, and Rava is going to say as follows. And here we're going to use the Oleho and the Litzroer a bit differently. Elo Omar Ravhuna Bar Tachlifa Mishmei Derava, we said in the name of Rava as follows. Trei Kroi Ksivi. We actually have a type of a contradiction in the Pasuk. Ksiv, on the one hand, it says, V'isho El Achoiso Loisikach Litzroer. In this Pasuk, it says, you cannot marry your wife's sister or a co-wife, a tzara of the wife's sister. So you see clearly that there's an issa to marry also the achos isha, also the tzara's achos isha. Uchsiv. But in the same pasuk, it says the next two words, litz legalois ervoso. You're not allowed to reveal her erva, you're not allowed to marry her. It doesn't say ervosom, plural, it says ervoso, just one. Tuchodem mashma, it seems just one of them is osa. Only the achos isha is osa, not the tzoras achos isha is osa. Make up your mind. Is it also litzroer, also tzoras achos isha osa, or only achos isha osa? Okay, said, how can we reconcile these two psukim? So how do we have to say? The b'mokei mitzvah shteim asura is the word oleho, which we said takes us to the word Yovoma Yovo Eleo, which is only in the context of Yibum. In the context of Yibum Oleho, then Shteim Asurois, the Achos Isho is Osa, and the Tzoras Achos Isho is Osa. Shaloi B'mkoy Mitzvah, but Shaloi B'mkoy Mitzvah, don't say like you suggested before that maybe Shaloi B'mkoy Mitzvah, it would be Mutter to marry not only the Tzoras Achos Isho, but even the Achos Isho. No. Because that's why it says legalo servoso in Loshen Yochid that he asura v'tzoroso muteres. Even though the tzoras achos isha is mutar shleibim koim yibum shleibim koim mitzvah, but the erva itself legalo servoso is also even shleibim koim mitzvah. Says the Gemara. Once you're based on a contradiction, first it says v'isha l'achos loisikoch litzreir. They're both osa, the achos isha and the tzara. And then you've got legalo servoso that only one is osa. And you're saying in the context of oleo is yibum. Why are you assuming that the oleo, the yibum, is when both are osa? And the shleibim koim mitzvah, shleibim koim yibum, only the erva is osa. Epechano, maybe the other way around. But mokim mitzvah, when it's yibum, hi asura, the tzarasa muteres. Only then the achos isha is osa, and tzaras achos isha might be mutter to do yibum. Shleibim koim mitzvah, and when it's shleibim koim mitzvah, not in the context of oleho, shtein asurais, that's when you say, v'isha l'achos loisikach litzroer, that's when they're both osa. And it would read very well, because the word oleho is actually written immediately after the words legaloi serv osa, which just one is osa. So why are you assuming, as we know the halacha is, that bimkoi mitzvah hi v'tzaroso is asura and shloi bimkoi mitzvah hi asura tzaroso muteres, maybe the other way around? Says the Gemara, no, because that would be so logical, I wouldn't need oleo for that. Imkein lo yoimar oleo. Because as soon as you have a seeming contradiction, we will take it for granted that they're both osa shloi bimkoi mitzvah, and when there's a mitzvah, the tzaras erva would be mutter. From the fact that I need a special pasuk to say oleho, to tell us that something here is only in the context of yibum, it's obviously an element of chiddush. It's obviously to teach us something you wouldn't have thought, the opposite. It's obviously to teach us that b'mokim yibum, even though it's a mitzvah, both are osa, the achoyis isha and the tzaras achoyis isha. Sheloi b'mokim yibum, there the achoyis isha is osar, but the tzaras achoyis isha is mutter. Continues the Gemara, Omele Ravashi Lerav Kahana, Mimai Dehai Oleo Leisura. So we're learning all the time that Oleo is teaching us that Bim Koim Yibum, it's Osa, and Shaloi Bim Koim Yibum, it's Mutar. Dilma Lehatera, maybe it's teaching us Leheter. The other way around, Vahochiko Marachmon, and this is what the Pasuk is telling us. Veisho Elachoi Soloi Sikach Litzroir. The first part of the pasuk, which is talking about the issa of the erva achis isha and the tzara, the litzrayer loyhi veloy tzara, so that it's also to marry the erva and the tzaras erva. That's shaloi b'mokim oleo. Maybe that's shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. Then both are also avol b'mokim oleo. But in the case of oleo, when it's yibum, maybe shtehen mutaris. Maybe in that case, the whole pasuk doesn't apply. Both are going to be muta. That shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. That b'mokim. With b'mokim yibum, also the erva is muta, and also the tzaras erva is muta. Says the Gemara, if you're going to say that either both are osa or both are muta, imkein legalis erva, the words legalis ervasa, which we said is a case where just one is osa, just the erva is osa, not the tzara, the choda, just one, heicha mishkachasla. When is that going to be true? Ibim koim mitzvah. If it would be talking about b'mokim mitzvah, as you're suggesting now, shtein mutaris, both will be muta. Ishaloi b'mokim mitzvah, and if it's not b'mokim mitzvah, shtein asurais, both are going to be asa. And that can't be, because the Torah says that there is a case that only one of them is asa. So it must be that shaloi b'mokim mitzvah, just the erva is asa, the tzaras erva is muta, and b'mokim mitzvah, both of them are asa. Continues the Gemara, and we're going to discuss Rebbe a little bit more now. Gufa. Rebbe Oimer, we saw before the opinion of Rebbe, that it says in the Pasuk, Yeshu achim yachtov omeis echot memu bein ein loy, loy siye eshes ameis achutso leizor, yevomo yovo yoleo, v'ullo kocho loy leisho v'yibmo. It could have said v'lokach and it says v'lokcho. It could have said v'yibim and it says v'yibmo. Leeser tzoris v'aroyis, and we saw this before, to teach us one of these words is, that's what it seems, we said before, Rava, reads this a bit differently, but to tell us that the Aroyis and Tzorais Erva does not do Yibum. Says the Gemara, Midi Tzorais Ksiva Hocha? According to the Brayso on Daf Gimel, who learns it out from Litzroir is the word Tzora, we learn that Tzoras Erva, you don't do Yibum. Where do you see here? You've got the word Velokcha, you've got the word Veyibmo, where do you see from here anything to do with Tzoras, to do with the co-wife of an Erva? Answers the, that's one question. Another question, V'oid, tzoris, melitzroir nafka. Do we not see in the Braisa before that you learn out from the word litzroir that tzoris, tzoras erva is osa? Why does Rebbe need the psukim here? What's he going to do with litzroir? Answers the Gemara, litzroir, you want to know what Rebbe does with the word litzroir? He learns something else from it. Mapikle, Rebbe, look at Reb Shimon. And we're going to see this more at length on Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, but just very quickly, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. So Reuven was married to Rachel, Leah was married, and Shimon was married to Leah. And now Reuven died without children, and Shimon died without children. So now Reuven's widow has to do Yibum with Levi, and Shimon's widow has to do Yibum with Levi. Levi's now got to do Yibum with two widows of his two brothers. The problem is that the two are sisters. You cannot marry two sisters. So from there, in that case, Reb Shimon learns that even though normally a Tzoras Erva is that if you're actually married to one wife, then Achois Isha is an Erva. And over here, it's only through Yibum, the fact that both are required to do Yibum with Levi, that they are tzoris, that it's a tzoras erva. Really, they're not tzoras erva. Shimon was only married to one sister. Reuven was only married to one sister. Levi was married to neither sister. Why can't he do Yibum with one of them? No. Since being required to do Yibum is a type of zika, it's called, is a type of kiddushin, then there's some type of comparison or some type of similarity to Achois Isha, and the other one is a tzora, then, and because of tzoris, that means they become tzoris zu lezu with the zika. That means they two become co-wives because they are both required to do yibum, and therefore Levi cannot do yibum with either sister, not with Reuven's wife, not with Shimon's wife, and that's what you learn from Litzra. We're going to learn about more about this later. Tzora. The question is, okay, so let's really learn for Reb Shimon's halacha. Okay, but where the question is still, in these words, v'lokcho and v'yibmo, where do you see that tzoras erva, you can't do yibum? Answers the Gemara, hochikoma. Imkein le'mikro, why doesn't it just say, v'lokach, my v'lokcho? Because that's what we said. He's learning from the words. Rebbe's learning from the fact that it says, v'lokcho, you take her, and doesn't just say, v'lokach, and you take. V'lokcho. The word v'lokcha means you take her over somebody else. So whenever you've got a case where you've got an option of two people to take, and you can choose either one, either this one or this one, then you do yibum with one of them. Then sharia, then it's mutter and a mitzvah to do yibum. But however, if you cannot choose between one of the two, because one of the two is an erva, then there's no velokcha at all. Then tarvayu asirin, then you cannot do yibum with any of the wives. So you see from here that tzoras erva, you don't do yibum. That's what you learn from the word velokcha. What do you learn from the words v'yibmo, as we saw before? V'yibmo tells us that all this is only b'mokim yibum, huda asira tzora. Only in the context of yibum, if you cannot marry either wife of Shimon, then Reuven cannot marry any wife of Shimon. However, shloibim koim yibum, but not in the context of yibum. For example, if Don, a strange person who's not a brother of Reuven, is married to Reuven's wife's sister and another wife, there he doesn't have to be able to marry any wife of Reuven to marry any wife of Reuven. It's good enough that he can only marry that second wife after Reuven dies, or he divorces her, but not. But even though he cannot marry the other wife because it's achos isha, and therefore sharia tzora, in the case of shloibim kai mitzvah, tzoras erva is muta. And now the Gemara is saying, v'rabonon, the chachomim of the Braison Daf Gimel, who learn out from litzroir that tzoras erva, and from oleo, that tzoras erva is osa bim kai mitzvah and muta shloibim kai mitzvah, hai v'lokcho mai ovdule, what do they do with this extra letter, the extra hey in v'lokcho? Rebbe used it to tell us that in the case of Yibum, you can only do Yibum if you could do marry any of the two wives. But if you cannot marry one wife because it's an Erva, Tzoras Erva is also Asa. But the Rabbanon learned this from Litzroer. Rebbe can't learn it out from Litzroer because he learns from Litzroer the Halacha of Reb Shimon. Answers the Gemara, Miboye Lohu, Lekad Reb Yosi Bar Chanina. Domer Reb Yosi Bar Chanina. Reb Yosi Bar Chanina, what does he learn from the word V'lokcho? Melameid Shemegarasha Beget. That umachzira v'lokcha means that this is a he takes her and it's a wife. In all halachas, it's a wife. It's a regular wife, which means that if he wants to divorce her, he doesn't need to do chalitza to her, like you would do with yibum. If a man doesn't want to do yibum, he does chalitza instead. But once he's married her, it's his wife completely. And if he wants to terminate the marriage, he does it with a regular get. And not only that, umachzira, he can even, there's a mitzvah that if somebody divorces his wife and that wife has not married somebody else in the meantime, there's a mitzvah, lahachzir grushosoi, he can remarry his original wife. So I may have entertained the idea of thinking that since this wife, there was a mitzvah to marry her because it was yibum, but now that he's divorced her, we still remember that this woman was once Shimon's wife, it's Eishesach. So maybe after the mitzvah of Yibum has been done and that marriage was terminated, now the Issa Eishesach is in place and you cannot marry her again. No, umachzira, he can marry her again. That's what v'lokcha means. It has all the halachas of a regular wife. V'yibmo, what do they do with the hey of the word v'yibmo? To tell us v'yibmo that he can do Yibum al-korcha even if he does it somewhat forcefully, once he's had relations with her, that he's done the mitzvah of Yibum. The Rebbe. So now that we know that from the Lokha and the Yibum, we learn these two halachas, one that Megarasha beget umachzira, and one that you can do Yibum even al Korcha, then Rebbe, who uses the Lokha and the Yibum to teach us Tzara, Bimkoi Mitzvah and Shloi Bimkoi Mitzvah, how does he know these two halachas? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, the halacha of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, that he's Megarasha beget umachzira, he learns that out from the words Mi Laisha. When it says in the Pasuk, he takes it as a wife. You learn from there that not from the word lekocha, that it's a taking like a wife. You learn out from leisha that it's like a wife. Nafka, he learns it from there. Al korcha, how does he learn al korcha? Not from the hay of yibma, rather from yavoma, from the other, from a pasuk that says yavoma, yovayoleo nafka. He learns out from the yavoma, yovayoleo. He can have relations with her, even if it's bal korcha, even if there's an element of that she doesn't want it. If he had relations with her and he married her, then he's fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum. And Emir Tzashem, in the next Kushir, we're going to continue what's Rebbe going to do with Oleho. Because the Rabbonon learn out from Oleho, as we've seen till now, that an Erva and Tzoras Erva is Osir Bimkoi Mitzvah. Shalei Bimkoi Mitzvah, the Erva is Osir and Tzoras Erva is Muta. But Rebbe learns this out from Velokcho and Vyibmo. What's he going to do with Oleho? We're going to learn that in the next Shir Emirat Hashem.